Strategic Hot Box with Dr. Brandi Love Stankovic, discussing leadership, business, and how to take control of your life and achieve greatness. From the streets of Las Vegas, energized, informed, and never diluted, it's time to kick some ass.
Hey, it's your girl, Dr. Brandi Stankovic. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining me in another episode. Today, we're going to talk about generations. Now, in the past, we've talked about millennials, we've talked about boomers, we've talked about all sorts of stuff, but we've forgotten, and maybe it's the forgotten generation, and that is Generation X. Let's check it out. So as you know, the Hot Box is broken up into three segments. We've got the learn, we've got the love, and we've got the kick ass. And that's how we like to do things around here. We learn a little, we love a little, and then we kick some ass. And we have a great subject matter expert that's going to come in and talk to us today, Heather Anderson. And she is an expert on all things Gen Xer. She's a Gen Xer herself that's been out there kicking ass. And we're going to break it down. What's happening with this generation, and what can we do to, if you are within that generation, how you can lead better. And if you are needing to absorb and love on that generation, how you can do so as well. So, you know, as I mentioned, we've talked about millennials, and millennials are making up, by 2020, will be 50% of the workforce. But what we don't often talk about in general is Generation X. Now, as far as my kind of academic standards or things that I've looked up say, it's the generation that was born between 1960 and 1980. Now, there are different books that say different things, and Heather is going to give us, she's the expert, we'll let her kind of give us the final say in that, but 60 to 80, and right now, they're 34% of the workforce. So this is a big generation, and I know there's some misnomers when it comes to that, and I've heard a little bit about it in chatting with Heather, so I can't wait for her to dig in. But according to Forbes, 55% of startup founders are Gen Xers. So it's this generation that's out there kicking butt, that's moving into CEO positions, that are taking the C-suite as boomers retire, that are really managing a lot of people that are out there. And so often we forget to have conversations about how we can better capitalize, utilize, build on the strengths of this group. And really, if you think about it, this is a generation that was born in the time of change and unrest, and technology was really starting to formulate and starting to come together, and technology and how we know it now, I guess, or even the foundation of what was, you know, what we have now was built on. And a lot of Gen Xers want to be risk takers, or tend to be a bit more numbers and risk takers and driven. And they are ones that create a lot of policy and procedures, and really are setting up business of the future. And so forgetting about this generation is really the wrong way to go. It always cracks me up, though, when we talk about different generations, and whenever I hear people of Generation X talk about the younger generation, and boomers do it the same, they're always saying, oh, it's the lazy, you know, millennials are the lazy group, or they're entitled or whatever. And I feel like we had that same conversation with boomers about Gen Xers as well. So it's funny how there's all these generational kind of shifts that occur in time and in business. Now, I was born right at the end of Gen X. So when I was growing up, I always tried to push that I was older, right? I would always, you know, I'm pushing 30 when I was barely into my 20s, just because from a business standpoint, I always thought that that would mean that I had more maturity or had more experience under my belt. And now, you know, I'm clinging to my youth as much as possible. And really, like, I do ride that cusp of Gen X to millennial. I don't, however, relate to a lot of the generalizations that come along with millennials. So I'm excited to hear more about Gen X and what Heather has to share with us. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Heather Anderson. She is the co-founder and principal of Omnichannel Communications. Now, she went to Fort Hays State University in journalism. She went to Kansas State University. She has 17 years of experience in financial services. She was previously the executive editor of the Credit Union Times. She's the creator of Gen Xs blog. We'll hear more about that as well. She is all around kick ass. Let's formally and bring her in. Hello to Heather Anderson. Hello, Heather. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. So did I get any of that right, or did I just screw it all up and you're going to correct it all right now?
Oh, no, pretty good.
Okay, good. That's a good way for us to start. So are you a self-proclaimed Gen Xer also?
I'm not self-proclaimed. I'm smack dab in the middle of Gen X. And you mentioned that there's a lot of confusion as to which years define the generation. I like to use Pew Research Center, which is a pretty reputable firm. Well, first we'll go with the boomers. The boomers were born in 1946 to 1964. Mm-hmm. So that puts Gen X from 1965 to 1981.
Oh, well, then and I have to go with it.
Yeah, the millennials were 1982 to 2000. And that's important because the term millennial comes from the year 2000, right? So sure. 1982, that group graduated from high school in the year 2000 to those who were born in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And a lot of research underestimates the size of Gen X. And part of that is the confusion over when the generation starts and when it ends. I've seen some research that says Gen X only has 40 million or 45 mm-hmm. million members. I have no idea where they're getting this information. I suspect they're only giving us about 10 years. And I've seen that. That's not a generation,
right?
A generation grows up and has children. You usually need, 18, 20 years in there. And so the way Pew divides it up does give all generations that adequate time.
Does that. And I think that there are clearly were the baby boom is known as such because there was lots of babies that were had in that time and maybe less so in this generation. But, in previous conversations, and maybe you're going to kind of talk about it, there's more to Gen X than just people that were naturally born in the United States, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And you were right. There were fewer babies born during the Gen X years. The pill became available in 1972.
Birth control? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that made a big difference.
Well,
right?
Of course. I just didn't see it. It didn't see it coming. That makes sense. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep
but going. Also, there was a lot of immigration mm-hmm. that has boosted Gen X's numbers. There are 18 million Gen Xers that were not born in this country compared to just 12 million baby boomer immigrants and 8 million millennial immigrants. Hmm. So that further boosted Gen X numbers. There were two big waves of immigration that affected Gen X. The first was large numbers of families with young children that came to this country in the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Gen Xer, you probably have a lot of friends who weren't born in this country, who sure. came when they were babies or young children. And then in the early to mid 1990s, we had the biggest immigration boom in the history of our country. And a lot of those immigrants were from Central America, Mexico and Guatemala, places like that. A lot of those immigrants are still here. Many of them are legal. You sure. hear a lot of the stories about the 45-year-old father of four who's been in this country forever and is being sent back. Those are Gen Xers. And then there's also, like I said, plenty of legal Gen X immigrants here as well.
So tell us a little bit about your journey in leadership then, being born smack dab in the middle.
I'm very stereotypical Gen X. And there are a lot of things that define us as a generation. Being female, I think the most important one is that I have never once felt like I was limited in what I could be when I wanted to grow up.
Mm-hmm. And have you that done that was, yet? Have you grown up yet?
Legally, yeah, I suppose. But that's another Gen X thing, right? Is that we were the first generation that, the men still wear t-shirts and shorts and ball caps. And, we kind of ushered in the era of casual Friday or a little looser dress code at work, that sort of thing. So. Mm-hmm.
So you were born in this generation. Do you progress very quickly? Did you have to fight for it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's very interesting. When I graduated from college, the year before I went to my school's career day at Kansas State, and there were all these tables that had people, representing their companies and who was hiring. I was a journalism major, and I went to all of the tables that had people from regional newspapers, and there were all these grizzled old editors that said, do yourself a favor, kid, and get some other major, because there ain't no jobs here, And I quickly switched and got a marketing minor so I would be able to get a job. But, people forget that we entered the workforce during a recession as well. And it was kind of difficult to get in there, get a job. I didn't right away have a job in journalism. I had to go into marketing and sales, things that I didn't want to be when I grew up, but could do. Mm-hmm. We buckled down. We did it. We did definitely benefit from a lower cost of college. My first semester of college tuition was $600.
Wow.
And my last semester, I remember, was $1,200. And I thought, oh, college costs are out of control.
It's,
you know,
changing. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we had to pack into these horrible, you know, college slum apartments, or as young adults, you know, have roommates and eat ramen noodles and do all those things. But at least we could, mm-hmm. you know, the millennials, the cost of living versus wages was even, you know, much more difficult. So they couldn't do that. So, you know, we had to kind of fight for what we have, and we're definitely moving up now, but it was fun, and it wasn't that hard.
So, I mean, Top Ramen is delicious, by the way. Just how do you think then, you've described this generation, why is it important to leadership?
We were put in leadership positions as children. Mm. This generation is frequently called the latchkey kids. And there were some really important things that happened while we were children. And you alluded to that in the beginning, is that there was a time of revolution. In the 70s and 80s, women entered the workforce in unprecedented numbers, which is why, as a woman, I never felt limited as to, you know, what my career might be. Also, the divorce rate doubled during the 60s and peaked in the early 80s. It's important to remember, we think about that now and we go, yeah, well, that, you know, that happens today. But back then it was new and there was no childcare system in place. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what to do with the kids. You know, there wasn't after school programs. There was Boys and Girls Club and that was it. You didn't have that in your neighborhood. There was nothing. So we went home by ourselves. And we learned time management, right? We had to make our own snack, get our homework done, maybe take care of younger siblings. We were running the house. Mm-hmm. It was also a great time of self-actualization for parents. So it wasn't all about the kids. In the 50s, it was all about the kids. In the 70s and 80s, parents were discovering that, hey, I can be more than just a parent. I'm a person. My life isn't over. I want to date. I want to change career. I want to go back to school. I want to do all these things. And nobody really took care of us. Like, we had to take care of ourselves. And, you know, boohoo, that's a sad story indeed. And it actually has resulted in some lingering emotional issues for Gen X that isn't present in other generations. But it made us amazing self-starters. You mentioned that 55% mm-hmm. of all startups are founded by Gen Xers. Mm-hmm. And it makes us great managers. We don't have to be told what to do. We don't have to be told how to structure our day. We learned that in elementary school.
Right. You know, it's funny that you say that about being home alone and taking care of ourselves. I will never forget, and he's probably going to kill me for telling the story, but one afternoon we were home alone because we always were growing up, you know, because our parents both kicking butt out in the field working.
Yeah.
And my brother put a can of SpaghettiOs into the microwave. But the whole can, like the metal, like the entire can, and almost burnt the house down, you know, but at least, hey, we were cooking our own dinner, right? I mean,
yeah. And a lot of, every Gen Xer has that story. You know, I have one friend who, he and his buddies were at his house, you know, there weren't any parents home to take care of any of them. And they realized that styrofoam cups, if you hold it over the burner, make a torch. So they were making torches on sticks, running around the house, lit the curtains on fire, and the whole house burned down.
The whole house did burn down?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You just took my story to like the next level, Heather.
Uh-oh, because that's like a rule, don't upend the host.
Huh? No. That almost gave me the chills. I hope his family has forgiven him after, you know, 30 years of him.
Well, he became a professional basketball player, so I'm sure
he bought a house or two for them. Yeah, I thought you were going to say he's like an arsonist or a firefighter or something.
No, he's actually that. that really toned down the wild antics of that group of boys. That's for sure. Sobering experience.
I'm sure. So can you give us a list of some successful Gen Xers?
Yes. And let me get my little list. Now, when we think of Gen Xers, right, we think of who? Jennifer Lopez, Will Smith, right? Entertainers. But as we said before, so many Gen Xers are business leaders, leaders of startups. So here are some Gen Xers that are extremely successful that you might not necessarily think of when you think of Gen X. And we're going to do a top 10 Letterman style.
Because I love it. That's perfect.
90s, right? Number 10, Kim Kardashian West, born in 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 9, as we film this, the Super Bowl's coming up in just a couple days. Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson is
really?
A Gen Xer,
man.
Born in 1968.
Wow.
Number 8, this is a 2-4. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, both born in 1973, Gen Xers.
It's making me feel lazier and lazier as we go.
Yeah, and they are the 9th and 11th richest people in the world. Together, they are worth more than $105 billion.
I feel like you should put your finger up like this. Billion. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Number 7, we're getting into a little political section here. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, someone who's in the news quite a bit these days. She was born in 1972. And love him or hate him, President Trump actually has a lot of Gen X women as advisors.
I thought you were going to say as wives. Sorry. UN advisors. UN advisors. My bad.
No, but well, Ivanka Trump is a Gen Xer. She was born in 1981. And Kellyanne Conway, who is a lot funnier when portrayed on Saturday Night Live than in person, but she was the first woman to successfully run a presidential campaign, Gen Xer, 1967.
Wow.
And on the dim side, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She was born in 1966. She's a Gen Xer. And number 5, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Very important political position. He was born in 1970. Gen Xer. Number 4, rapper, music producer, and overall mogul Jay-Z is a Gen Xer, as well as his mogul, mega talented wife Beyonce, who was born in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Facebook COO and Lean In author Sheryl Sandberg, born in 1969, also a billionaire. Got a couple billionaire, Jay-Z, Beyonce, also they have
also billionaires, yeah.
This is one of my favorite. The top two are two of my very favorite Gen Xers. Number 2, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, born in 1971, rebel,
yeah,
right? Gen X has a little rebel to us too. And my favorite Gen Xer, SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk, born in 1971.
He's sure shaking things up.
Yes. And so Gen X, right? Immigrant, not born in this country, self-starter. Gen Xers love to solve problems. We won't do things just because that's how they've always been done. We look at something, we do it more efficiently, cheaper, faster, better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're good at.
That's great. So in this whole process and you learning about, I mean, obviously growing up within this generation, you relate to it and you know a tremendous about it now. What's been an unexpected learning for you?
As you get older, you reflect, you learn more about yourself. And one thing that Gen X falls short on is self-care, self-love. And it goes back to, you know, raising ourselves and being responsible all the time from a very young age. We don't put a lot of time into ourselves. We don't give ourselves a lot of credit. A lot of Gen Xers don't talk about being Gen X, don't think of themselves as being Gen X, which is very odd because the baby boomer generation and the millennial generation are so identified as such. So we need more pride, self-care, Because we do kick ass.
Yeah.
And we need to own it.
I love it. I love it. So can you share a funny story or something that you have experienced or, and you know, besides burning people's or your friends burning houses down and things?
You know, the thing about being Gen X is that we grew up before social media, before cameras.
Thank God.
Well, yes. And so I'm thinking of stories and I can't really tell any of them because we so much fun. I'm like, the time I met Axl Rose on the Sunset. No, that wouldn't be a good one.
Yes, it would.
Or the time I went to a rap party in Hollywood, you know, like It's a Wrap, the movie was over. And I was in the restroom and I was wearing a very, very Gen X 80s outfit. It was a studded leather bustier.
Ooh.
And a leather. Yeah, right there. I pretty much look like that. And Emilio Estevez comes stumbling in the bathroom and says, "Whoa, you know, who are you?" And he said, "Hey, come to the back with me. I want to introduce you to my brother and we'll party." And knowing what we know about Charlie Sheen today, thank God I was feeling kind of shy and said, no, that's
what?
Okay.
You yeah, did not turn down Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I
did. Wow. You could almost use that against him now. Say, well, Emilio, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's actually, if you want a tip about how to get a movie star or rock star or whatever, ignore them.
That well, I was gonna. I thought it was gonna be leather studded bustier.
That does not hurt. That's the icebreaker for sure.
But ignore them, because then you know the ego's in check, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, think about being famous, and everybody's just always wants a piece of your time, you know, and to have someone just say, "No, thanks." Yeah, he kind of followed me around a little bit. But
did he? Then, all right. Well, what a fun story. So can you share a bold action item or takeaway for the people listening?
Yes. If you are Gen X, like I said, own your greatness. You kick ass. And you kick ass because you raised yourself. You know how to put your day together, time management. You're strong. You're emotionally strong. And if you have some lasting emotional damage, dare I say, from childhood, take care of it. Take care of yourself. And, you know, it's like that overused analogy of the oxygen mask. You can't help others until you help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Put your mask on first.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you very much. If people wanted to get a hold of you, learn more about what you're up to, how could they do that?
You can reach me at omnichannelcommunications.com. There's our beautiful website. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, Gen XS, you know, like the band NXS, but it's Gen XS, GENXS.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And NXS, what a beautiful reference there too. It's perfect band. Way to end it out. Thank you so much, Heather, for being here with us. I appreciate you giving us all your insight and I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Let's head out to our hot box. Shout.
What's up, Hot Box listeners? This is Jeff from the sidelines at AT&T Stadium. Just want to give you a quick shout out to Brandy. Say, hey, love what you're doing. Love the show. Look forward to listening again real soon. Hope all is well. Take care. Bye.
Thank you to Jeff for taking that cool shout out from the field. How neat is that? He's a Gen X out there kicking ass. And thank you again to Heather for showing us what's up with this forgotten generation and the fact that so many of them are billionaires and really just taking over the world. Now it's time, my favorite time, it's time to kick some ass. Number one is to get noticed. So one of the things that Heather said is to love yourself, to be involved in yourself, to make sure that you're taking care. If you're within this generation, take care of yourself. And if you aren't in this generation, you work with this, know that there is this fierce independence that comes from the generation, and they'll want to be organized. They'll want to be focused. They'll want to be independent. And so help those get noticed. Stand up for what you believe and know that you are part of a generation that may have been forgotten, and it's time to own it, like Heather said. Number two is to remain nimble. You want to think on your feet, be able to be flexible, because this generation is one that will forever work with 2 to 3 to 4 generations. Gen X is coming in and worked with veterans and the ones above baby boomers. They're working with baby boomers. They're working with other Gen Xers, and they're working with millennials, and maybe even now working with this even younger generation that are starting to enter the workforce. And we'll have to continue to be nimble and be flexible with all the different styles that are out there. Number three is hire your weakness. If you can't do it, get somebody around you that can, and know that it together we are stronger. So whether you're a Gen X or you're somebody working with Gen X, know that having somebody around that can help build you up will be more powerful and have that synergistic effect. Number four is to challenge procedure. Challenge, it's like Heather said, be a rebel and don't always take what we've always done for granted or take it for fact. Or take it for the way we should be doing it in the future. Now's the time to challenge procedure and to build up our own, to disrupt things, to shake things up, to make some change happen. And number five is to mentor the next generation. It's time for us to mentor the millennials, mentor Gen Z, Gen Z, mentor even up, mentor those that are moving out, that want to leave a legacy. And for those that are in high-level positions in your organizations, now's the time to see how you can reach out, branch out, and mentor those around you. Those are your top five kick-ass. So thank you again to Heather and to Jeff and to all of our Gen X friends and followers that have been watching us here at the Hot Box. We'd love to hear from you on topics that you'd like us to tackle at the Hot Box. So head on out to thestrategichotbox.com and give us some feedback. You can also find us on Twitter at BrandyLove. That's BrandiLuv. Or on Instagram at BrandyLove or at Strategic Hot Box. And you can email us podcast@strategichotbox.com. And if you want some ongoing access to some executive coaching tools, some leadership development, we have some worksheets out there on how to be a young leader or kill it as a young leader, how to become a CEO, how to really just kick ass. And we'll give you some ongoing, you know, instruction, ongoing energy, ongoing motivation. Then head out to thehotbox.com and check that out. We've built those tools to help jumpstart you and provide you that detox, that leadership detox that you may need. We've also got some pretty killer merchandise. What? It's pretty exciting. Zach, I know this is super off the rim. This is a live show and this is happening, but Zach, run in here really fast and show your shirt. Come on, faster, faster, faster. Here comes Zach. He had no idea I was going to do this. He's got a Hot Box shirt on and I feel like you need one. And they say kick ass. They say how I say all this really cool stuff. You asked for them and we put them out there for you. So until I see you again, get out there and have some self-love and kick some ass and do all the things that we want you to do. Be the best that you can be.